instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called
Yacht.
We're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
There was you and MTV. It's big as you mean. There goes the Diglow generation. A Rubik's Cube. Didn't notice we got screwed. Now the party's over. Coming down, no point in hanging round.
The word of that girl. Where did that go?
That was the Vaseline's with a brand new song of theirs called I Hate the 80s, damn straight, from a forthcoming album called Sex with an X that's going to be out on Sub Pop in September. Awesome. Great to hear that they're recording. They recently got back together to play some shows last summer. And now this. Great stuff. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Today, a very special episode. The local band, the SSRIs, are here at CITR right now. They're going to be... we're going to chat for a bit and maybe even try the very first call-in show in Dunkin' Donuts history. It'd be very exciting. Well, I kind of did one before, but it was mostly staged. So we're going to try that in a few minutes, and we're going to give away some tickets as well, so stay tuned. But before that, just a quick a couple of songs from San Francisco in their neo garage psych thing. Ty Siegel, he's going to be in town July 2nd, opening or playing with Chain and the Gang. And his new album, Melted, is incredible. So we're going to hear the song My Sunshine from Melted. And then we're going to hear some OCs and Fresh and Onlys and then get into it with SSRIs. So here is Ty Siegel, My Sunshine.
Yeah. CITR 101.9 FM presents the SSRI's LP release party with guests MT40, Bad Fate, Fine Mist, and the Winnie Cooper No More Strangers DJs. Friday, June 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret, doors are at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets are $8 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and Scratch, and online at ticketweb.ca. The SSRI's LP release party with guests MT40, Bad Fate, Fine Mist, and the Winnie Cooper No More Strangers DJs. Friday, June 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret. For more information, visit citr.ca.
Just addicted to feeling.
Hey, that was SSRIs from their album their EP Teams, the song
Parade.
Parade. Thank you.
No worries.
SSRIs expert right here.
and
that he's
all.
In the band and helped write it. Okay, so someone has hit the, I think, is that the
cord? Oh, someone's hit the cable already. Yeah. Aaron.
I don't think I did.
I'm looking.
Well, I was very conscious of it.
I think it's okay now. I thought these headphones are just weird.
Okay. Okay. Weird headphones.
Oh yeah, it is the headphones this time. Now it's the headphones. SSRIs, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Hey, thanks. How's it going?
Thanks so much for coming all the way out here to UBC. How about you? There's three of four here right now. How about you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Elliot. I play guitar mostly.
I'm Joe. My favorite food is vegan ice cream.
Excellent. Tofutti.
Tofutti.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. Rice cream.
I'm Aaron. I hold down the low end.
It's true.
Sometimes my pants fly up, and yes, I keep them down.
And for people not immediately familiar with your music, they may be familiar with a recent cover that you did, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we posed naked for the Georgia Strait. It was a pinup.
I think
if you haven't seen it yet, I guess you might have about like. An
12
hour,
hours, yeah.
An hour, because I think the Strait goes around noon, so Yeah. Our 15 minutes of fame are at about 14, 58 right now.
So it's the four of you nude in a bathtub. It was it's the first time I picked up the straight, like, with intent of reading it in a long time. How did that come about?
I was just going to say, we were asked to do a local motion.
Yeah.
Straight, and then Elliot was actually out of town, and I went and did an interview. Aaron was going to come, and he didn't. I don't know which one he was. And so I did this interview, and then initially Jenny, who interviewed us, or interviewed me at the time, was just like, oh, so it might be in, we're going to try and get in before your release, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool, cool. And then they just emailed us, like, a few days later, being like, we want to shoot you guys for the cover. And I was like, okay. Sure.
Cool. Yeah, see, I guess maybe there was, I know it was a pretty thin issue, so maybe there's just no other news that week, and they were like, fuck, what do we do?
We did
expand upon that article about, like, those dudes.
It's filler. Just fill it out.
We did beat out the World Cup, diabetes, and Iran.
Yeah.
That's
World Cup and Iran got nothing on.
That's right.
On us.
And I also noticed you guys have great photo. I mean, I guess this wasn't your photo, but you posed for it. But your other press photos are awesome as well.
Yeah, that's all thanks to Caitlin Livingston.
Elliot's
other half.
Yes, credit to her for the fruit faces and for us in a golden cape and.
And other photos that will be coming.
Our album cover. So.
Awesome.
She's been the go-to gal.
So your album cover has a cat. Is that her cat?
That's her cat.
Yeah. Thor?
Thor. Yeah. Thor.
Is this the fruit that you used in that other photo?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah,
incredible.
The same.
Can you believe it? Joe had the watermelon on his head, and we thought, you know, just take it off your head, just put it on the ground, and we'll get the cat beside it.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't believe at first that Caitlin had, like, managed to get her cat on the cover of our album and was kind of opposed initially just out of principle of her being, like, way too in love with her own cat.
Well, it looks great. And the name of the album is pretty distinctive as well. It's Effeminate Godzilla-Sized Wind Chimes. Is there a story behind that?
It was this guy... this guy did a review of us, and long story short, he said SSRI's on stage sounded like effeminate Godzilla-sized wind chimes, brackets, not a good thing. And I was like, wow, that's like, yeah, that's the most poetic diss I've ever heard. And it's pretty, and I was like, that's pretty apt. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, sure. It works.
People are always like, what does your band sound like? And so now it's like... sound like effeminate Godzilla-sized wind chimes.
And I'm glad we didn't have to come up with it. Especially, I like that someone else's, like, idea of what we sound like is what we're deciding to call ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is, yeah, like, I mean, I agree with it.
Cool. Well, let's give a listen to one of the songs. So, you guys...
I said, let's try Weathered Floor.
Weathered Floor.
Yeah, let's do Weathered Floor.
It's a good morning number, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah, we
okay.
haven't played that for anyone yet.
Oh, cool. Okay.
CITR
debut. Okay, world debut.
World exclusive.
Galaxy. Are you ready?
Yeah, we need drops throughout the songs. Yeah. When people rip this from the radio and it hits the... Yeah. Okay, so here is Weathered Floor.
Stay in the family.
Yeah, all right. Weathered Floor, first time ever on the radio waves.
Yeah. World premiere.
Thanks, guys.
No problem.
So tell me about the album. How? When did you record it? Where did you record it?
We recorded it in just the later parts of December. I actually was spent most of all of Christmas Eve and all of Christmas Day.
Fun.
Mostly. Actually, I think I took a break for some family stuff.
Right.
Which is better than actually my year before, where I spent all of Christmas Day like vomiting profusely by myself.
That's way better.
Yeah, that was definitely a way better experience. somewhat, actually. It kind of felt like I was vomiting a little when we were recording this, too. But we recorded at a place called Creative Music, which is a place where both me and Elliot work. It's actually, we actually teach there, but they have a recording studio down in the basement, so we got access to that studio, which was very nice.
Cool. And did you recorded it yourselves?
Yeah, mixed and engineered and stuff. And
yeah, yeah.
It was cool. Like, we've done teams we did ourselves too, but we just did with, like, whatever gear we had.
Right.
And we had actual, like, access to some pretty industry standard recording equipment, which we didn't know how to use. Yeah. So we were figuring out what to use where. It's pretty funny. I know, it's pretty funny with the whole fidelity thing with recording bands. And especially like if you have a band, like if we're not like a, like I don't know, straight, like we're not an R&B project for people out there who are
not aware.
Wondering. So there's definitely a lot of like non-standard things we're trying to do with recording, but then figuring out what kind of things you are supposed to like, that it is good to try and keep a little bit idiomatic, I guess.
Yeah, figuring out what sort of standards, I guess, are standards for a reason, and which are, you know, oh, you have to use this mic on this amp is just right. Like some, I don't know, some guy decided that and it's not really true.
Right.
I mean, I find it funny we used like really expensive microphones for a bunch of songs to record vocals, but then ran the mics through like guitar amps, essentially making them sound crappier.
Yeah. And you guys have self-released this album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how, like, is that a scary prospect?
How did we come to that decision?
No, no. What?
Well, you see, no one else was interested in releasing it. So, I don't know. The three of us all have a bunch of credit card debt now. So,
right.
So hopefully someone buys these.
Yep.
And we don't just have a few hundred records and CDs kicking around our house for the next 20 years. But, I don't know, we've self-released everything so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of, I don't know, due to only knowing how to do it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
If, you know, if at some point in the future someone decides to take some of these aspects of being a band off of our hands, you know, if someone else wants to book our tours and release our stuff instead of us having to do it, that could, you know, possibly work out. But for now we're doing it all ourselves.
Yeah. And you have booked a tour. You're going all the way to Montreal and back.
Yeah, we're doing a kind of sprint tour.
Yeah, is this the first time you've done a tour of this scope?
No, we did the same thing last summer.
Yeah, yeah. We went to Montreal. We haven't gone.
I'm firing my research assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, last summer we went to Montreal and back, but last time we did it at a more leisurely pace, and this time it's like, last time it was kind of half vacation, because we didn't know if we were going to get to do it again, so we kind of like, you know, had a few days off here and a few days off there, and then we kind of came back and realized how much money we spent and stuff, right. So this time it's like max efficiency tour, hopefully it's actually, you know, more like a tour and less just like a luxury vacation.
Right. So show after show after show.
Yeah, show after show.
Every
after
night
show.
Getting paid.
Yeah,
that kind
yeah.
Of
well,
thing.
Yeah.
Or, if we're not playing them, we're losing money. Is like
yeah.
The mentality.
Yeah.
But we'll see if like, yeah. We'll see how this goes.
Cool. And so you guys are playing Sled Island, which should be a bunch of it. There's sort of four shows listed there. Are you going to do a bunch of different shows when you're in town?
No, just have one.
Oh, that's just MySpace.
That's just because we. Yeah, that's just the duration of the Sled Island festival.
Okay.
And they don't tell you when you're going to play until like a month before, which is pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't know. It's really fun to be in town for that whole festival. It's an awesome festival.
Yeah, you guys are playing Tubby Dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've only heard. Yeah. I've never been to Tubby Dog, but I've heard so many great things.
Supposedly,
it's kind of like a Hoko's or something.
Yeah,
in Calgary.
Yeah, in a way.
Like, in that it's like a restaurant and has shows in there, but it's pretty cool because, I mean, we're playing one of the, I think, one of two all-ages shows on the Friday.
Awesome.
And we're playing with the Jolts. How good is that?
Last time Joe and I played with the Jolts was like 4 years ago with our pop punk band in a
Richmond community center.
Yeah.
For a bunch of emo kids.
Richmond emo kids.
Awesome. Yeah.
And they're sick.
Are you anyone other than the Jolts that you're excited about getting to play with as you cross the country?
We're playing. Well, yeah, there's a few bands. There's a band called Land Party. I'm kind of excited to play.
Yeah, is that a like a Blox thing, or do you know who is Land Party?
I don't know.
They're in some other band, I think.
They're in a few other. It seems like these guys are in a couple different projects.
Yeah.
I just got a really big kick out of their MySpace. They're called Land Party, and their MySpace is all these songs that are IP addresses. So I'm like, yes.
Awesome.
And we're playing with I'm excited to play with this band Mount Nolan because I've been talking to this like dude from this band for like 2 years online now, I guess, like just trying to set up shows for each other because I can't even remember how we got into contact, so I'll actually meet this David guy face to face. Hey man, can you help us out with something in Winnipeg? And he's like, sure, can you help us out with this in Vancouver? And yeah, so
awesome.
I'm basically excited just to meet these people I've just been corresponding via email with, you know.
Yeah, I'm also excited to accidentally play with the Pack AD twice again, like we did last summer with a couple shows. Like, oh, you're playing this show too? Just up and like, okay, cool. SSRI's Pack AD. This is kind of not the most.
It's a very weird bill.
Weird bill.
Well, it works.
Yeah.
It works. Should we listen to another song?
Sure. Yeah.
Which track would you like to hear?
What should we put on? What's a good one?
I don't know. Let's play the first song, maybe.
Sure,
let's play that.
Certain set
configuration?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is SSRIs on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival between June 30th and July 3rd, coming to you from Calgary, Alberta. This year's festival promises to be another success with over 200 bands, films, comedy, and art shows. With an independent film festival between June 24th and the 29th, there's sure to be something for everyone.
The music shows will take place at different venues across the city, with the main site located at the Olympic Plaza between July 2nd and 3rd. That's the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta, between June 30th and July 3rd. Buy your tickets, and for more info, visit www.sledisland.com.
Yeah, Sled Island. So before that, we heard the SSRIs with their song Certain Set Configuration. This is the time of the show where we do concert listings. Tonight, I should say, there's a pickup soccer game that I'm a part of, Douglas Park, at 7 o'clock. We've been a bit short people lately, so if you want to come out and play soccer, stop by Douglas Park at 22nd and Heather. Tomorrow night, the SSRIs are the only thing you should go see. Brian's Jonestown Massacre is canceled, so don't waste your time hanging out in front of the Commodore. Just go see the SSRIs. They're playing with Sorcerers, Bad Fate, and Fine Mist,
actually,
or MT40.
MT40, not Sorcerers, yeah.
Right.
Sorcerers broke up on us.
Oh, yeah, damn. Yeah. That's too bad. Also, if you're... I know there's a couple... I'm not just being a braggart. There are a couple people that listen to this show in Toronto. My friend Fanshawe is playing it as a part of North by Northeast, so go see her this weekend. Saturday, Kidnap Kids are playing with Boy Voyage, Greenbelt Collective and Half Chinese at the Purple Thistle. Also, Matmos is at the Biltmore. On Sunday, there's a show at the Shed, which is at 10th and Fraser. Also, Sharon Jones is at the Commodore. Monday is the home opener of the Vancouver Canadiens baseball team, so go see that. Tuesday, Lou Barlow is at the Media Club, and Friday is Boogie Monster, Cuckolds, and Fine Mist at the Astoria. It's also Becky Sandler's going away party.
See you, Sam.
Going to New York City. A couple of other shows, Ty Siegel and Chain of the Gang, Friday, July 2nd at the Media Club, Harlem, Hunks and His Punks, and Indian Wars at 917 Main on July 3rd. And just announced, Cold Cave is at the Biltmore on September 11th, Superchunk are at Venue on October 13th, and the Books are at the Vogue on December 5th. Who books a show on December 5th already? Like, oh, the Vogue. All right, so you guys, we're here with the SSRIs. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. You guys are also pretty locked into the Vancouver music scene, playing lots of other bands. What are some of the other bands that you guys play in?
Well,
let's start with Aaron.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Not many right now. SSRIs and, like, I don't know, Pineapple. But I played with The Matinee, Young and Sexy, Jake Jasmine, Day Release Program, Like Animals Again.
Language Arts.
I did the CITR radio show with Language Arts in the fall.
Cool. Yeah. Baby Harry.
Band! Yeah.
Kristen from Language Arts?
Yeah.
New roommate of the station manager of CITR.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. How about you, Elliot?
I don't really play in anything else. I played...
You're sort of a session man for Fine Mist sometimes.
Yeah, I play with Fine Mist sometimes. I've been playing drums for this band, Ladner, a bit, so maybe I'll play drums with them. I had, like, a two-person noise project for one show called Amor de Cosmos. And then I play bass for a children's entertainer named Will Strode. But I don't have any other, like... I don't have any other bands I write songs for.
Yeah.
Just this one.
Yeah.
I play in a band called Aunts and Uncles, as well as SSRIs.
Yeah.
And Fine Mist.
Right.
I'm going to say that I play in Fine Mist.
You do know. It's kind of set that's the live band now.
I had people come and be like, yeah, I saw your show with Fine Mist. I remember you guys were just a duo. I'm like, well, it wasn't really us guys, because I remember that, too, from your perspective as well.
Right. And what was the punk pop band that you were in before?
Oh, Life Without Water. Yeah, Life Without Water.
Life Without Water.
It was, very dry.
Yeah. and Tony, who's not here, who's your drummer, is also
He's in every band.
A drum slinger.
He's a drum
mercenary. Yeah. Really?
Chances are, if you form a band, you already have a drummer, and it's Tony Dallas. Yeah.
So he plays in Boogie Monster.
Yeah.
He's known for destroying drum kits more than just playing them.
Yeah.
And then he was also in Fandeth, or he toured with Fandeth.
He toured with Fandeth and opened for Vampire Weekend, which is pretty awesome.
That's the most ridiculous. Like, yeah. That's so rad.
I know, that's so rad. Yeah. Was, and Europe, too.
I saw the photos of that tour. Like, it was a huge tour.
Yeah, big shows in Europe.
Yeah.
which is awesome. Super jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, good for him.
Everyone loves Tony, and everyone wants him to be in their band, but too bad he's ours. We love him the most.
The most.
And how did you...
He loves us more than the other bands he's in, so, like... Sorry, everyone.
How did you seduce him? How did you seduce him? I guess he's a drum slut, so it wasn't too tough.
No, actually, he used to just come to our shows. I think he first saw us when we played with Orange, who are probably best known now for spawning the legendary DJ Felix Cartel, was in Orange, and also Harold Donnelly, who plays just by himself now and sings folk songs. But they used to have, like, a prog band that was kind of like the Mars Volta, and we played their last show, and I think Tony was at that, and he liked us. And he actually, Tony heard a podcast of ours from Radio Hell at CITR,
okay.
and he learned all of our songs. So then when our first drummer quit, Tony had learned all of our songs already from that CITR, like, podcast. So,
awesome.
Yeah, and anyhow, so eventually Tony joined our band, so I don't know. We found out about him because he liked our band.
Cool.
And we met him at a show.
Yeah.
And we spawned his drum slutness too. I introduced Tony to Ben from Boogie Monster.
Whoa.
And so he played in Boogie Monster before he played with us, and then that led to the superstarness that is Tony Dallas.
Yeah.
So I will claim that
Ellie essentially created Tony Dallas.
I molded him out of well, I'm his dad.
Wait, is Tony want to call in? Because he's totally probably listening to this and like
if
really
he is listening
curious.
He should call in and
yeah. as I claim to have jump started his career.
Tony's nothing without me, man.
Okay, I'm
well
pretty...
I was just saying I feel
take
that I helped
spawn. No one's denying
spawn
you.
The
you
drum,
take that credit.
The Tony drum epidemic.
Elliot, chill out, okay?
It's
like,
okay.
Yeah, if he wants to call in, I think I can answer the phones and be able to get him on the air.
I think we called him in there just talking to his mom. If his mom wants
if
to
his
call
mom
in.
Wants to call in, yeah.
All right, yeah.
If anyone
Mrs.
Wants
Dallas,
to call in.
Yeah, feel free to call in. I wanted to. So I only recently realized, Joe, that you have some pretty well known parents as well.
Yeah, yeah. My parents are
Kokoro Dance.
Kokoro Dance. They're modern dancers and they dance naked.
They do.
So I was kind of stoked that I got to be naked on the Georgia Strait because it was kind of like a little subtle shout out to my parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially since they found out that who my parents were and asked, like, Jenny, our interviewer, asked me a question about that, too.
Yeah.
Me, like, bringing it up and stuff.
Yeah. Was your dad in a Babe Rainbow video?
Was he?
That him?
No.
I wasn't sure if it was, like, I could just the Buto
look,
but I wasn't sure if that was Kokoro that was in that video, but there was
No. I haven't seen it. Is it, like, a Buto aesthetic in one of...
Yeah, sort of. I might be wrong on that. Sweet. I saw your... One of the weirdest shows I've ever been to was featuring you're like a Kokoro Dance dancing to the Tea Party in Whistler.
Yeah,
that was an insane.
You were at that show. That's awesome. I was underage then. I couldn't go. But
yeah,
I was
yeah.
up in Whistler.
I was working for the student paper and
it was with Big Sugar too.
So Matinee or whatever the cigarette company bust me and my girlfriend up, gave us hotel rooms so that we'd cover the show that they were doing.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, it was them dancing to the Tea Party, and then this, like, painter guy was painting during a Big Sugar set. It was like this...
Yeah.
Oh, it was so weird.
Temptation!
But they were... But they, yeah, they were awesome.
That's
cool. So, and so you guys are playing tomorrow night. You've got your LP release party at the Biltmore. What can people expect from the SSRIs live?
We're going to be, like... pretty not non-stop rock. I want to say energetic, but then I was like, this sounds like I'm
shred.
I'm
well, non-stop rock,
shred
silly too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We try to not stop very much and just to play our songs well. And it's usually a bombastic, energetic, fun show.
Awesome.
I'm really excited to play because we've only played once this year, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Tony was away and we were recording and one thing led to another and suddenly we haven't played a show. And, like, basically, yeah. We played one show this year, but it wasn't really much of a show.
Yeah. Circumstances led us to not play very often, not that we don't want to play with bands. So please, yeah. Bands out there, ask us to play shows, right. And we will certainly say yes.
Awesome.
Yes, and if we seem as though we're, like, unapproachable because we were just on the cover of the Georgia Strait, that was just ridiculous. We would like to play a show with anyone.
Cool.
Anytime.
And anywhere. People that are playing shows with you, who are some of the other bands that are on the bill? What can you tell people about that?
Bad Fate are like my favorite Vancouver band right now.
Awesome.
They're so awesome.
Yeah, they're sick. I get down on guitar and I'm like, oh man, guitar's so lame. And then I see Bad Fate who have three guitars. And I'm like, yeah, guitar. It's awesome. Yeah. They're really good.
Cool. And anybody that listens to this show probably knows Fine Mist pretty well.
Yeah.
And
shoutouts.
What's that?
Shoutouts to Fine Mist.
Yeah, yeah, J-R. Obviously. You know it. And then MT40 is...
They're, when did I see them? I saw them at some show a while ago.
Played Music Waste.
And they were... They're awesome.
Yeah, it's a killer bill.
It was sweet. Yeah, we were wondering who, like, when we heard Sources drop out, we were wondering who we should get for the bill, and we were doing a band practice, and me, Elliot, and Aaron were just walking down the street, and we were like, oh, is that MT40? Like, walking down the street, and we were like, oh, we should ask them to play, and then so, like, I chased after them, and I had, like, two empty coffee mugs, because we were going to get coffee, and I think I looked like a bit of a crazy person, like, I was like, MT40, MT40, yelling at, because I didn't know their names.
Bashing the cups together.
I was like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, what's up? And I'm like, I'm Joe. They're like, yeah. Cool. Okay, so... do you want to play a show? They're like, what, tonight? And I'm like, no. But they sounded totally down
They were ready to go.
Now?
Yeah. Bring up the Moog that they had strapped to their back. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I hope everybody goes. Tickets are like $8 at Red Cat.
You can get them in advance online or at... stores. For $8.
Make it happen, people.
Or you can
it's
pay,
be a great show.
Or you can pay $10. If you get them online, though, there's a $1.50 service charge, so you only save 50 cents.
But that's like 50 cents off your first drink at the Biltmore, you know? Like,
and 50 cents less worry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
a penny saved is a penny earned.
That exactly. $3.75 PBR is now $3.25, you know?
Exactly. Cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. We're going to play one more song. What would you guys like to hear?
We'll play Empathy for a Psychopath, brackets, furry stuffed animal.
Yeah, this song's really excellent. Thrashy and loud. So
good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so like I said, thanks for coming in. And are you guys going to give out some albums?
Yeah.
Is that the idea? Okay. So we have a pair of tickets to tomorrow night. And then I have a backup. If you call in and you don't get in for those tickets, I also have some Lou Barlow tickets to give away on June 22nd.
Sweet.
And then we've got a couple of copies of the album. So if you want to give us a call at 604-822-2487, you can get on the guest list for the show or get a copy of the album. And thanks again. Here we go. Awesome. Here is the SSRIs. That was SSRIs from their brand new album, Effeminate Godzilla-sized Wind Chimes. Awesome job. That was the song Empathy for a Psychopath, Furry Stuffed Animals. There's still a couple of copies of the album here if you want to call in when I'm done talking. And then there's also a pair of tickets if you want to go see the show tomorrow night. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight Rolla Olak and Tone Shed featuring with Aunts and Uncles, one of Joe's bands, and The Good News featuring Natalie. Friday, the SSRI's LP release party with Fine Mist. Saturday, the early show is Matmos and the late show is Glory Days featuring DJ Tamil. Monday, Places with Faces and Tough Lovers. Wednesday, The Hot Moonbeams, Stefana Fratilla, and Humans. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. So we've got 8 minutes. Let's listen to some Jeremy, a very short Jeremy J song. This is from his brand new album, Splash. It's not as good as his previous albums, I gotta say. I prefer his earlier stuff, but like even his last album. But there's a few highlights on this one, so we're gonna listen to the song Someday, Somewhere. Here we go. Oh, and that record player is asleep. Turning you back on, CD player. Oh, CD one. It's starting up. Here we go. Here is Jeremy J.
Oh, someday, somewhere, an elusive angel stole a glance and saw you for an instant, just to realize that you had gone. But where, oh where, disappeared in the mist, gone away forever missed. You're walking down the street tonight with your headphones singing, put the closet, crawl away. Oh, someday, somewhere. Oh, someday, somewhere. Someday, somewhere. Elusive angel stole a glance and saw you for an instant, just to realize that you had gone. But where, oh where, disappeared in the mist, gone away forever missed. You're walking down the street at night with your headphones.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obiju, Man, Konono Number One, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
How about two tall mountains?
Okay.
That.
In between two tall mountains, there's a place they call Lonesome. Don't see why they call it Lonesome. I'm never lonesome. Sitting on my windowsill, well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. See that brook running by my kitchen door, well, it couldn't talk no more if it was you. Up that tree, there's sort of a squirrel thing, sounds just like we did when we were quarreling. In the yard I keep a pig or two. They drop in for dinner like you used to do. I don't stand in the need of company with everything I see talking like you. Up that tree there's sort of a squirrel thing. Sounds just like we did when we were quarreling. You may think you left me all alone, but I can hear you talk without a telephone. I don't stand in the need of company with everything I see talking like you. See that bird sitting on my windowsill? Well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. Just whippoorwill all the night through. In between two tall mountains there's a place they call Lonesome. Don't see why they call it lonesome. I'm never lonesome now I live there.
That was Connie Converse from the album How Sad, How Lovely. She was a singer in the 50s and 60s who, in 1974, when she was around 50 years old, wrote a letter goodbye to all of her friends, packed up her car and drove away, and was never seen again. And it was this album was pulled together last year and released. Check her out. She's a lovely voice, Connie Converse. Before that, we heard Jeremy J. from his brand new album out on K Records, Splash, the song Someday Somewhere. That's going to do it for Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks again to the SSRIs for coming all the way out to UBC to have a chat and give us some records. Coming up, Tim with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Ink Studs, and Mary Ev with The French Connection. Great afternoon here. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. If you like what you heard, there's a podcast. It's at CITR.ca. And if you want to know what I played today, you can check out, the CITR website now has that, and also the Dunkin' Donuts blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. We have time for one last quick song, Major Change of Pace from Connie Converse. We're going to hear the Black Keys. They have a new album out. It's called Blood Brothers. And this is the song Next Girl. There's a slightly, it's not safe for work, but a little too sexy maybe for, public viewing. No, that's, what am I saying? There's a video for this song that's kind of funny with a puppet and ladies in bikinis. I don't think it's too bad, but anyways, I don't know why I'm still talking. Okay, this is Next Girl by Black Keys. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you at the Biltmore tomorrow night for the SSRI's release party. Bye. Oh, no. There we go. No, that's, oh my goodness. Just when you think you're out, just when you think you're done, you mess it up right at the end. No, that's not it either. It's this one. Lord. Sorry, Tim, I'm just eating into your time here. There we go.
Black Keys!
Such a beautiful face. I wanted love, but not for myself, but for the girl, so she could love herself. Oh, my next girl. Got a second chance. Yeah.
a beautiful face and a wicked way. And I'm praying for her beautiful face every day. All that work over so much time. If I think too hard, I might lose my mind.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
The higher. Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down.